Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jesse Levis. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Brian Banks. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mario Valdez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. And now, play ball. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vina takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Vina. The throw from Fabregas and he is safe. Vina steals second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nilsson strikes out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jackson bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to third. Cirillo moves to second. 1 out. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Levis hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Brian Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vina is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Vina hits a line drive towards first. Valdez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Valentin is 0-1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nilsson is 0-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Franco is 0-1 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burnett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Valdez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mario Valdez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Valdez hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Durham is 0-1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cirillo is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jackson is 0-0 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Levis is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Levis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brian Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Banks is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Levis moves to second. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vina is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Vina hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Levis moves to third. Banks moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin is 0-2 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Valdez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nilsson for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Jeremy Bernatz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bernatz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernatz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 1 in the game. Fabregas hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valdez is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to second. One out. Tom Fordham now pitching. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Cirillo. The throw from Fabregas and he is out, Ventura applying the tag. Two outs. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Levis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Levis takes first base on ball 4. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vina is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vina hits a pop-up towards first. Valdez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Valdez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nilsson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Joel Adamson now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. Bell tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fabregas is 0 for 2 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Jack Voigt pinch hits for Jeremy Burnett. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Voigt hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cirillo strikes out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Voigt now playing right field. Maglio Ordonez pinch hits for Mario Valdez. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Voigt. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen bunts towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Ordonez moves to third. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Levis to Cirillo. The throw back to home, and Ordonez is out at the plate. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez now playing right field. Dave Martinez now playing first base. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Mark Loretta pinch hits for Jesse Levis. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta takes first base on ball 4. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Loretta moves to second. Todd Dunn pinch hits for Fernando Vina. Todd Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 4 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Loretta moves to third. Banks moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 4 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.